This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
And a good Friday morning. We finally made it. Almost felt like it took about 2 weeks for this Friday to get here, but sure am glad it's here kicking off your weekend. We got a whole lot we've got to talk about this morning. An attorney representing a convicted killer now finds herself facing prison time herself, what she's accused of doing. Oklahoma has carried out the first of three executions in the United States on the same day. An inmate with a Cleveland County jail dies after what officials are calling a medical emergency, what deputies say happened. The Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office could soon be paid again for transporting inmates after the jail decided to withhold payments. Why the change in heart? And Oklahoma City considers its first Flock, its contract with Flock cameras. The company is now making some changes. Let's talk a bit about that one. Oklahoma City woman says that she was attacked while walking near Lake Hefner. The latest on that investigation. Well, the family of a Senate candidate who was found dead in his truck insists it's not suicide. The evidence they have for their claim. Plus, your calls and comments at 405-608-4377. We definitely want to talk about those Flock cameras this morning. But first, your Freedom First News headlines. An attorney who represented former Oklahoma death row inmate Tremaine Wood is accused of telling him to hide contraband cell phone while awaiting execution. A multi-county grand jury indicted 50-year-old Robin Conrad of Alabama on felony and misdemeanor charges. Prosecutors allege he directed Wood to conceal the phone to avoid punishment and illegally communicated with him while he was imprisoned at the Oklahoma State Penitentiary. Conrad is free on $5,000 bond this morning with a preliminary hearing set for November 20th. Wood's death sentence was commuted to life without parole by Governor Stitt last November. He was sentenced to death for the 2002 murder of Ronnie Wimp during a robbery at an Oklahoma City motel. Oklahoma has carried out the first of three executions in the United States on the same day, the first time that's happened in 16 years. 70-year-old Carlos Suesta Rodriguez was pronounced dead on Thursday morning at the Oklahoma State Penitentiary in McAllister. He was executed for killing his common-law wife, Olympia Fisher, at their Oklahoma City home back in 2003. Suesta Rodriguez admitted to shooting her twice during an argument. He stunned his attorneys by telling the Pardon and Parole Board last month that he did not want clemency, saying, "It's time for me to pay for what I did." His execution lasted about 11 minutes. A 33-year-old man has died at the Cleveland County Jail in Norman following what officials are calling a medical emergency. Matthew Wilbanks was pronounced dead on Sunday after detention officers and emergency personnel attempted life-saving measures. The Cleveland County Sheriff's Office and the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation are investigating his death. His body was taken to the medical examiner's office to determine the cause and manner of death. The incident comes as the jail faces renewed scrutiny over previous in-custody deaths, health inspection failures, and allegations of civil rights violations. New Sheriff Darrell Weaver took office back in July, promising to improve public trust and conditions at the detention facility. Well, the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office could soon be paid for transporting jail inmates to court. The county budget evaluation team unanimously recommended shifting about $89,000 per month from the Criminal Justice Authority to the Sheriff's Office to cover those transportation costs. The sheriff is currently required by court order to provide the service while a legal dispute over who is responsible continues. Sheriff Tommy Johnson III has canceled the $800,000 transportation agreement back in May, and the jail trust stopped paying the sheriff. The recommendation now goes before the county budget board. The dispute comes as county leaders prepare to talk with voters about November to approve a sales tax increase to help finish and operate a new jail. Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office, meanwhile, is holding active shooter training at the Oklahoma County Courthouse later on today. Officials stress there is no reason for the public to be concerned because this is only a training exercise. If you're around the courthouse, you may notice an increased police presence or hear what appears to be gunshots. Again, officials say there is no actual threat. The training is designed to prepare law enforcement and courthouse personnel to respond to an active shooter situation. Oklahoma City is reconsidering its contract with Flock Safety as the company tightens up its controls on controversial license plate reader systems. The city has nearly 300 Flock cameras operating across the metro, and City Council has delayed a decision on renewing the contract several times. Flock now says footage will default to a 7-day storage instead of a 30-day storage, while a new system will flag unusual searches by officers and temporarily lock them out. Councilmember Joe Beth Hammond says the changes are a step in the right direction, but they don't go far enough to address privacy concerns. The cameras have been used in Oklahoma City since 2022. A 33-year-old Enid woman is accused of intentionally hitting a motorcyclist with her vehicle, critically injuring him. Police say the crash happened shortly after 2:45 on Wednesday afternoon near North Van Buren Street and West Willow Road. Investigators determined the collision was intentional after interviewing witnesses and reviewing evidence. Kristen Norton was arrested on a complaint of assault with a deadly weapon and two counts of child endangerment. Police say her two children were inside the vehicle at the time. DHS was notified and the children were placed with family members. The investigation continues. An Oklahoma City woman says she was attacked while walking along Lake Hefner Trail on Wednesday afternoon. According to a probable cause affidavit, a man approached her from behind, pulled her to the ground, and attempted to rape her. Firefighters nearby intervened and held the suspect until police arrived. The victim was treated at a nearby fire station. The suspect is being held at the Oklahoma County Jail on a rape complaint. The attack has runners on high alert, with some urging people to run in groups, share their location, and speak up if they see something that seems suspicious. The family of state Senate candidate Barry Christian is questioning the medical examiner's finding that he died by suicide. Christian disappeared in late April and his body was later found inside his truck. In a one-page report released on Tuesday, it lists his cause of death as suicide, but the OSBI does say the case remains under investigation as a suspicious death. Christian's daughter says there are conflicts with the investigation and what investigators have told her family. She says they were told the truck had multiple bullet holes, even though her father was only shot once. She also says that her father had told her, "If something happens to me, I didn't do it." An 11-year-old was flown to a Wichita hospital after suffering severe burns to the arms in an apartment fire in Ponca City. Firefighters were called to the Copper Ridge Apartments off Highland Avenue around 1:30 this morning. Crews reported flames and heavy black smoke coming from the apartment. Firefighters quickly knocked down the flames and prevented the fire from spreading to neighboring units. Residents inside the apartment were able to evacuate on their own. The cause of that fire still remains under investigation. A large grass fire near Lake Oberholster left a path of destruction last evening. Fire crews battled the flames as residents in a nearby neighborhood watched the fire spread through the area. The blaze threatened homes and prompted major response from firefighters working to contain it. The extent of that damage is still being assessed. Investigators are now working to determine exactly what caused the fire. Officials have not released the cause or said whether anyone was injured. Cleveland County, meanwhile, is under a 14-day burn ban as dangerous fire conditions continue across Oklahoma. The ban comes after nearly 50 acres of grass near Norman burned as it forced residents to evacuate on Wednesday. Firefighters say no homes were damaged, but several power poles were lost. Oklahoma Forestry Services has positioned firefighting resources around the state in case of new fires. Officials are urging residents to avoid outdoor burning, clear vegetation at least 30 feet from their homes, and to have an evacuation plan ready. They also recommend keeping a bag packed with essentials just in case you have to leave quickly. A new Oklahoma law inspired by the death of a Tecumseh teenager takes effect today. Maddox Bias died more than 2 years ago after police say the driver of a car passed out while under the influence of nitrous oxide, also known as Whippets. His mother, Candy Morris, turned her grief into action, helping to push the Maddox Bias Act through the legislature. The law makes it a misdemeanor to possess, buy, sell, or transfer nitrous oxide for intoxication, with penalties of up to 90 days in jail, a $5,000 fine, or both. Morris says she hopes that new law will save lives. Seminole State Representative Danny Williams is facing yet another investigation, this time by the Oklahoma Ethics Commission. The commission is looking into a potential violation of Rule 4, which involves conflicts of interest and using political office for private economic gain. Williams is already under investigation by House leadership for alleged improper conduct. The Ethics Commission says it cannot release additional details because the investigation is ongoing. Williams is up for re-election in November. He has not been publicly accused of any wrongdoing related to the Ethics Commission violation. Oklahoma voters are deciding whether State Question 844 should change how communities are reimbursed for property tax revenue lost through manufacturing tax exemptions. Supporters, including legislative leaders, say it would give lawmakers more flexibility to distribute the money to schools and other services statewide, but education leaders warn that it could mean less funding for districts that currently rely on those reimbursements. The state distributed about $88.6 million last year, helping to fund schools, fire departments, law enforcement, and other services. Critics fear the future legislatures could reduce those payments, leaving local taxpayers to make up any difference that you could see there. Well, the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office free teen driving course has been so successful, they're doing it again tomorrow. We'll talk about that and what you can do to get your teen signed up after the break. It's 84 degrees already, sunshiny skies at 716. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Watch the school zones as more and more school districts are back in session. Construction issues, bridge work, May and Northwest Expressway eastbound, I-44 and Klassen, and I-44 at Southwest 74th. Buckle up, drive carefully.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Please listen to me carefully. It is the absolute best time to buy a new Ford truck. Now Advance Country Ford in Guthrie. Get financing terms you can't beat, like your choice of 2.9% APR for 72 months, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance, or 0% APR for 36 months, plus zero payments up to 90 days, plus $1,000 toward your down payment, plus two-year premium maintenance. And Advance Country Ford in Guthrie, you'll get the lowest price on your new Ford truck. Vance Country Ford, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35, exit 153. Vance Auto Group, also in Woodward and in Miami. It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. Go to VanceAutoGroup.com to learn more.
Offers are through Ford Credit Financing with approved credit.
John Vance Auto Group.
Attention, did you or a loved one receive Depo-Provera birth control shots and later develop a meningioma brain tumor? Listen carefully. You may qualify to seek significant compensation. Visit GoVictory21.com now for a free case review. Thousands of women have filed lawsuits alleging that repeated Depo-Provera injections increased their risk of meningioma without adequate warning. Now, a global settlement agreement has been reached in the Depo-Provera litigation, and attorneys are continuing to review potential claims. Visit GoVictory21.com now to see if you qualify to seek compensation. If you or a loved one received multiple Depo-Provera injections and were later diagnosed with a meningioma brain tumor, you may be eligible to pursue compensation. But time is limited. Strict filing deadlines may apply, and waiting could mean losing your opportunity to take action. Don't wait. Visit GoVictory21.com today for your free, confidential case review. That's GoVictory21.com. GoVictory21.com.
Paid advertisement for non-attorney spokesperson. Victory Legal Network is not a law firm. Cases may be referred to participating law firms. Compensation is not guaranteed.
Paid for by Victory Legal Network.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom96.9.com and on the Freedom app.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m.
We grew up in the era of reality television and with cops. Anybody can be shocking, as we've seen. I watched a naked little person climb a light pole on a cop show one time with his moons over my hammy hanging all over the riverfront, and it was in Miami.
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377 on the new Freedom 96.9.
And welcome back. Well, that heat wave continues today. We'll see mostly sunny skies. High of 103 degrees today. Tonight, breezy and clear with a low of 74. On Saturday, look for sunshine. Still pretty hot. High of 102 degrees. Then on Sunday, mostly sunny, toasty. High of 102. And the extended forecast looks pretty much the same, so brace yourself. 84 degrees outside right now under sunny skies at 720. Well, the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office recently started a new program teaching teens how to drive on their closed track. Now, many of the techniques the teens are learning are the exact same techniques that are used by police throughout the state. Master Sergeant Eric Kirby is joining us live on this First Responder Friday. Morning, brother. How are you?
Good.
There you go. Your microphone is on for a second.
There we go.
That's better. I had you doing the whole mime thing there for a second. You're going to have to respond to every question just using hand gestures and not the middle finger either.
Oh, wow. That's going to be fun.
So this program has taken off like wildfire, huh?
Yes. It's become a great program. And my personal opinion, one of the best in the state right now. It's amazing. These kids are getting to come out, and we watch them come through the door nervous. And then when they leave, they got so much confidence, they're ready to go home and actually teach their parents and their brothers and sisters what they learned.
Now, it's pretty cool because this is not a beginner driving class. This is not a, I just got my permit, I want to learn the basics of driving. This is for kids who have at least 6 months of driving experience under their belt, and they want to, before they start developing the bad habits that all of us as drivers already have,
exactly.
The goal is to hit them with some good habits.
Exactly. You got to figure, we want them to get that 6 months in. That first 6 months of their license is that intermediate license where they can only have one person in the car, and they're still trying to, you know, they're nervous. My daughter literally just got her license in July, and now she's driving to school, so she's got that nervousness in them.
I know your daughter. That scares the hell out
of me. Yeah, it scares me, too. But we want them to get out there, and then we're going to bring them out. We're going to like, okay, you've been driving for 6 months. Let's get some of these bad habits you picked up out of the way. We're going to show you how to become an advanced driver, different hand techniques. Because when they're going through driver's ed, they teach us that we keep our hands at 10 or 2.
Right.
Well, when that first came out, there was no such thing as airbags in cars. So now we retrain them to bring their hands down lower so it keeps it clear from the airbag hitting their wrist and shows them how they can turn the wheel a lot smoother and not have to do as much actions.
Yeah, it gives them much more control over
exactly,
the vehicle.
Exactly. These kids are coming out and they're learning it. And we're bringing some of them back to talk to the other students. And we've actually had kids comment that this training has saved me driving down the road, evasive braking, avoiding crashes, and actually had kids tell me avoiding people on their phones when they're driving. It's helped them realize and look out to keep themselves safe.
Now, when the kids first get there, their expectation is they're immediately going to jump on the track and do all kinds of Starsky and Hutch and Dukes of Hazzard kind of stuff. They're going to learn how to fly their cars over a ramp, jumping over police cars and that kind of stuff. The reality is the first couple hours of it are kind of boring.
Yeah.
They're in a classroom, but they're learning important classroom stuff. Walk me through basically what the day consists of. They go in, they go into the classroom, what happens?
Okay. When they first get there, I greet every person when they get there. I meet every kid at the door, introduce myself because I'm the one that's been talking to them through the emails. It doesn't say that, but I want them to get that personal feeling. And then we tell them how proud we are that they're there, that they're taking the steps to change it. So we go through PowerPoints, showing them distracted driving, impaired driving, different things about the car, and then we explain the course. Then we take them outside, lift their hood up on their car, explain them all the stuff under the engine, where their power steering oil, where to check what their engine oil requires, where it states. Then we show them on the door, show them the places where they can find the tire pressure. Then we have them check the tire pressure in front of us to show that they do it. Then we explain the things on the cars, the smells they're going to find from the brakes grinding and when the sounds they're going to hear and what the car does. We explain all that first thing before we even get them in the cars. Yes, some of them think they're going to come out and drive fast, slide over the hood, but then they get humbled real quick because we don't do that. We do the same course that we teach law enforcement officers. We just slow it down. We're teaching them techniques. We're not teaching them to drive fast, get out of here, chase people, do all that. No, we're teaching them to survive on Oklahoma roads and also protect other drivers, to keep their eyes open. So we put up different courses, the backing course. I mean, I know all of us hate backing up.
Yep.
Yeah, and this is teaching these kids to turn these screens off the phone, off the car and use their mirrors. Something we had to learn when
right.
we were kids.
And honestly, we hate it because we're not very good at it.
Exactly. That's the one thing, doing the job I do, I had to get used to backing up and pulling trailers.
Yep.
And it took me time and time to learn it, but I'm still not good at it. I've gotten better, But it's a learning process, and we're showing these kids the same thing. This is a learning process, and this is going to make you a better driver and help keep you and Oklahoma drivers safe.
Master Sergeant Eric Kirby with the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office. We're talking this morning about a free driving class that the Sheriff's Office recently started that's been so successful. They've been doing, this will be the third one now, right?
Fourth one. This will be the fourth one.
So tomorrow, what can kids expect when they get there?
Well, first of all, be prepared for this Oklahoma heat. As I tell everybody, right now the weather over Oklahoma is on menopause and can't make up its mind if it wants to stay hot or what. So be prepared for the heat. We will have water and refreshments out there to make sure that they stay hydrated and tents for them to be under. Be expect to learn a lot of knowledge. We're going to cram a lot in 8 hours, but we're going to make sure you're a confident driver when you leave. We're going to check on you. We're going to have you questions. The one thing I want to tell them is be prepared to fail. You're going to hit some cones.
Oh, yeah.
We want you to hit cones. There's only one way to get better. Failure is not an end. It's just a speed bump. We get over it, we learn, and we keep going. We want that confidence in them when they leave that they're telling other kids, you need to do this program. It's made me a better driver. It saved me on these roads. And that's what we push for.
Are the kids kind of surprised? Because a lot of them, kids by their very nature, teens especially, are kind of arrogant.
Oh, God, yes.
And everybody who goes into that class is going in thinking, I'm going to show these cops a thing or two.
Mm-hmm.
Are they humbled pretty quick?
Oh, yes. Yes, they are. We get a variety. Well, first thing in the morning, you get the ones that are nervous. They don't know what to expect. I'm like, this is something new. They're around a bunch of law enforcement officers that, you know, some kids have been told their whole life that cops really don't care. We don't care. They don't care. Well, we're trying to teach these kids, yes, we do care. We're tired of knocking on doors. We're tired of letting Oklahoma families know their loved ones aren't coming home. By the end of the day, the ones that are cocky, thinking they're going to go fast and do all this, and the ones that are nervous, they're high-fiving each other, getting each other's numbers. And these are kids across the entire state of Oklahoma,
right,
becoming friends and getting humbled real quick. They realize this ain't drive fast, slide over cars. It's a lot with the steering, backing, using your mirrors. This is the stuff that we do, but just slow down to help them become better drivers.
How many more of these classes are we going to do this year?
Well, the good thing is, thanks to the Oklahoma Highway Safety Office funding this, we got one going every 2 months all the way up to September of 2027, and hopefully we'll keep continuing. If the program stays like it is, doing great, and the Highway Safety Office funds it, we're going to be doing this every 2 months going forward.
How can parents get kids signed up?
You can go to the Oklahoma County Facebook page. We're going to post them on there. We have the link. It's got an email. You reach out to the email. I will forward you the forms. You have them filled out. Get them notarized. Send them back with a copy of their driver's license, a copy of their picture of their insurance and registration of the vehicle they'll be using, because they will be using their own cars.
Got to use your own car. You
exactly.
Can't use police cars.
No, this is teaching them how to drive their own cars better. It's almost like an advanced driver's ed, basically. We are putting, okay, you've did driver's ed. Let's change some things up and show you some advanced techniques. It makes them better drivers, and they get to feel and see how their cars react in a controlled area. We don't have to worry about hitting or damaging their cars because it's in a controlled track with no one else around except for them.
Master Sergeant Eric Kirby, thanks again for joining us, man. I'll be out there tomorrow hanging out with you guys a little bit.
Yeah.
It's always fun, man, and it's really, really cool. And I'll probably hit the track once or twice, too, because I got a new car a little while ago, and I haven't had the chance to run it yet on the track. So,
hey, we'd love to have you out there. And this one we got this time, our surprise guests are coming out is Oklahoma Highway Patrol and Life Flight are both bringing their helicopters out. And the kids are going to get to talk to them on their experiences and what they've done with traffic and taking people.
Get pictures inside the helicopter.
Exactly. Get to do it. Just an experience that's something that, you know, on a good note, they're not getting picked up and metaflight to a hospital, or they're not getting being chased down by a trooper helicopter.
Yeah. If you're going to be checking out the helicopters, that's the way to do it.
Exactly.
Eric Kirby, thanks so much joining us this morning. Hey, coming up in just a little while, attorney for the convicted killer is now facing prison time herself. Also, we want to talk a bit about these flock cameras. There's a lot of panic surrounding that. Want to get your phone calls on that at 405-608-4377. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News. I'm John Summers. A hurricane warning's issued for Hawaii's Big Island as Tropical Storm Lala approaches. Here's Mark Mayfield.
The National Hurricane Center forecasts Lala to get stronger, and it could reach hurricane strength as it bears down on the Big Island on Saturday.
Luigi Mangione will plead guilty to federal charges today in the killing of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth pushed back on reports a record-breaking deployment at sea is creating a mental health crisis aboard a U.S. aircraft carrier. A woman's arrested for intentionally igniting several blazes, fueling a large wildfire on the California-Nevada border. A federal judge blocked the Trump administration from suspending federal funding for the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority. President Trump visits New York State today, touting the dropping crime rates. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Jeremy Thurman with McIntyre Law with your McIntyre Minute.
Have you ever been in a wreck where the other side jumps out and immediately says, "I'm sorry, I never saw you"? But then you get into litigation or to the claims file and the insurance company says, no, that never happened. I once represented a woman hit by a driver who did exactly that. But of course, later after the insurance company got involved, the story changed. Suddenly, they blamed her. Fortunately, she had told a family member right away. There were photos and she had recorded that conversation in her car as she talked to the gentleman. There were details from that day that she did and we did to preserve the truth. Cases can change when memories get rewritten. At McIntyre Law, we move quickly to protect the facts before they disappear. If someone admitted fault but the insurance company is now denying it, call McIntyre Law.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000.
Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
That's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. Oklahoma Children's OU Health has performed the state's first partial heart transplant, giving an infant living donor heart valves that can grow with the child. The procedure replaces damaged valves rather than the entire heart and could reduce the need for repeated surgeries as the child grows. Fewer than 50 partial heart transplants have been performed in the United States, making this procedure especially meaningful here in Oklahoma. Governor Kevin Stitt has released a report that calls for changes to how Oklahoma invests and spends in public education dollars. A report prepared by former Secretary of Education Dan Hamlin found that school district carryover balances increased from $2.8 billion in 2019 to $4.5 billion in 2025. Stitt says the goal is to ensure more education funding reaches classrooms and benefits students rather than sitting unused or getting lost in bureaucracy. A 14-year-old has created a free digital map of the roughly 10-mile Bluff Creek Trail system after getting lost on his first solo ride. Sawyer Bell used GPS data, satellite imagery, and artificial intelligence to map the trails and help other cyclists navigate them. The site has already attracted more than 250 users. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
There's a lot of noise out there, especially when it comes to Medicare. Plans, options, fine print, it's enough to make anyone second guess. That's where Health 65 comes in. We simplify Medicare, explain your options clearly, and we help choose a plan that makes sense for your life, not someone else's. No guesswork, no confusion, just real answers from real people right here in Edmond. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65. Call us or visit us online at health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
Hey there, I'm here chatting with Stephen Smith with ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, ICS has been serving the community for over 50 years. What's the secret behind your longevity?
It's our family-owned roots. We treat every project like it's for our own home, using top-tier Pentek polyurea coatings that are durable, stylish, and built to last. Our focus is on quality and making customers happy.
That's a legacy to be proud of. So what can homeowners or businesses expect when they work with ICS?
It's a seamless experience. We start with a free estimate, help you pick from a range of colors and finishes, and install in just one day. Your floor is ready for use the next morning. No more long waits.
Well, that's a service you can trust. So how do folks get started?
Just reach out and we'll take care of the rest with our lifetime warranty backing you up.
Well, get a floor that lasts with ICS Concrete Coatings. Give them a call at 405-403-4012 or head to icsconcretecoatings.com for a free estimate today.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Today will be mostly sunny with strong winds and hot temperatures reaching a high of 103. Tonight, expect breezy conditions in the evening, otherwise clear with a low of 74. Tomorrow will be partly sunny, breezy, and hot with a high of 102. On Sunday, the morning will bring breezy conditions, but the rest of the day will be mostly sunny and hot with a high of 102. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
And welcome back on your TGIF. It's Friday. The temperature outside right now, 84 degrees. Sunny but windy out there at 735. Oh, there goes the hotline. Hi, Freedom 96.9.
Hey, Aaron, this is the dude, man. How you doing,
dude?
Man? I'm trying to find a job. I'm looking for someone to work on my grandfather's dairy farm.
Yeah?
Yeah. They have to work well with udders.
Oh, dude. Oh, that was utterly, utterly ridiculous. Let's check out those Freedom First News headlines now. An attorney who represented former Oklahoma death row inmate Tremaine Wood is accused of telling him to hide contraband cell phone while awaiting execution. A multi-county grand jury indicted 50-year-old Robin Conrad of Alabama on felony and misdemeanor charges. Prosecutors allege he instructed Wood to conceal the phone to avoid punishment and to illegally communicate with him while he was being imprisoned at the Oklahoma State Penitentiary. Conrad is free on $5,000 bond with a preliminary hearing set for November 20th. Wood's death sentence was commuted to life without parole by Governor Kevin Stitt last November. He was originally sentenced to death for the 2002 murder of Ronnie Wimp during a robbery at an Oklahoma City motel. Oklahoma has carried out the first of three executions in the United States on the same day, marking the first time that's happened in 16 years. 70-year-old Carlos Suesta Rodriguez was pronounced dead on Thursday morning at the Oklahoma State Penitentiary in McAllister. He was executed for killing his common-law wife, Olympia Fisher, at their Oklahoma City home back in 2003. Suesta Rodriguez admitted to shooting her twice during an argument. He surprised his attorneys by telling the Pardon and Parole Board last month that he did not want clemency, saying, "It's time for me to pay for what I did." His execution lasted about 11 minutes. A 33-year-old man has died at the Cleveland County Jail in Norman following what officials are calling a medical emergency. Matthew Alexander Wilbanks was pronounced dead on Sunday evening after detention officers and emergency personnel attempted life-saving measures. The Cleveland County Sheriff's Office and the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation are investigating his death. The body was taken to the medical examiner's office to determine the cause and manner of death. The incident comes as the jail faces renewed scrutiny over previous in-custody deaths, health inspection failures, and allegations of civil rights violations. New Sheriff Darrell Weaver took office back in July, promising to improve public trust and conditions at the detention facility. The Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office will soon be paid again for transporting jail inmates to court. The county budget evaluation team unanimously recommended shifting about $89,000 per month from the Criminal Justice Authority to the Sheriff's Office to cover the transportation costs. The sheriff is currently required by court order to provide the service while a legal dispute over who is responsible continues. Sheriff Tommy Johnson III canceled the $800,000 per year transportation agreement back in May, and the jail trust stopped paying the sheriff. The recommendation now goes to the county budget board. The dispute comes as county leaders prepare to ask voters in November to approve a sales tax increase to help finish and operate the new jail. The Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office, meanwhile, is holding active shooter training at the Oklahoma County Courthouse today. Officials stress there is no reason for the public to be concerned because this is only a training exercise. If you are in or around the courthouse today, you may notice an increased police presence and hear what sounds like gunshots. Again, officials say there is no actual threat. The training is designed to prepare law enforcement and courthouse personnel to respond to an active shooter situation. Oklahoma City is considering its contract with Flock Safety as the company tightens up its controls on controversial license plate reader systems. The city has nearly 300 Flock system cameras operating across the metro, and City Council has delayed its decision on renewing the contract several different times now. Block now says footage will default to 7-day storage instead of 30-day storage, while a new system will flag unusual searches by officers and temporarily lock them out. Councilmember Jill Beth Harmon says the changes are a step in the right direction, but they don't go far enough to address privacy concerns. The cameras have been used in Oklahoma City since 2022, and we'll be talking about this in just a few minutes. If you want to weigh in on the cameras, the number to dial, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. A 33-year-old Enid woman is accused of intentionally hitting a motorcyclist with her vehicle, critically injuring him. Police say the crash happened shortly after 2:45 on Wednesday afternoon near North Van Buren Street and West Willow Road. Investigators determined the collision was intentional after interviewing witnesses and reviewing evidence. Kristen Norton was arrested on a complaint of assault with a deadly weapon and 2 counts of child endangerment. Police say her children were both in the vehicle at the time. DHS was notified and the children were placed with family members. The investigation remains ongoing. An Oklahoma City woman says that she was attacked while walking along Lake Hefner Trail on Wednesday afternoon. According to a probable cause affidavit, the man approached her from behind, pulled her to the ground, and attempted to rape her. Firefighters nearby intervened and held the suspect until police arrived. The victim was treated at a nearby fire station. The suspect is being held in the Oklahoma County Jail on a rape complaint. The attack has runners on alert, with some urging people to run in groups, share their location, and speak up if they see anything suspicious. The family of state Senate candidate Barry Christian is questioning the medical examiner's finding that he died by suicide. Christian disappeared back in late April, and his body was later found inside his pickup truck. A one-page report released on Tuesday lists his cause of death as suicide, but the OSBI says the case remains under investigation as a suspicious death. Christian's daughter says the finding conflicts with what investigators have told the family. She says that they were told the truck had multiple bullet holes, even though her father was shot only once. She also says her father told her, quote, "If something happens to me, I didn't do it." An 11-year-old was flown to a Wichita hospital after suffering severe burns to his arms in an apartment fire in Ponca City. Firefighters were called to the Copper Ridge Apartments off Highland Avenue about 1:30 this morning. Crews reported flames and heavy black smoke coming from the apartment. Firefighters quickly knocked down the flames and prevented that fire from spreading to neighboring units. Residents inside the apartment were able to evacuate on their own. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. A large grass fire near Lake Overholster has left a path of destruction last evening. Fire crews battled the flames as residents in a nearby neighborhood watched the fire spread through the area. The blaze threatened the homes and prompted a major response from firefighters working to contain it. The extent of the damage is still being assessed. Investigators are now working to determine what caused the grass fires. Officials have not yet released a cause or said whether anyone was injured. Cleveland County is under a 14-day burn ban as dangerous fire conditions continue across Oklahoma. The ban comes after a nearly 50-acre grass fire near Norman forced residents to evacuate on Wednesday. Firefighters say no homes were damaged, but several power poles were lost. Oklahoma Forestry Services has positioned firefighting resources around the state just in case new fires break out. Officials are urging residents to avoid outdoor burning, clear vegetation at least 30 feet from their homes, and have an evacuation plan ready. They also recommend keeping a bag packed with essentials just in case you need to leave quickly. A new Oklahoma law inspired by the death of a Tecumseh teenager takes effect today. Maddox Bias died more than 2 years ago after police say the driver of a car passed out while under the influence of nitrous oxide, also known as whippets. His mother, Candy Morris, turned her grief into action, helping to push the Maddox Bias Act through the legislature. The law makes it a misdemeanor to possess, buy, sell, or transfer nitrous oxide for intoxication, with penalties of up to 90 days in jail, a $5,000 fine, or both. Morris says she hopes the law will save some lives. Seminole State Representative Danny Williams is now facing another investigation, this time by the Oklahoma Ethics Commission. The commission is looking into a potential violation of Rule 4, which involves conflicts of interest and using political office for private economic gain. Williams is already under investigation by House leadership for alleged improper conduct. The Ethics Commission says it cannot release additional details because the investigation is ongoing. Williams is up for re-election in November. He has not been publicly accused of any wrongdoing related to the Ethics Commission investigation. Oklahoma voters are deciding whether State Question 844 should change how communities are reimbursed for property tax revenue lost through manufacturing tax exemptions. Supporters, including legislative leaders, say it would give lawmakers more flexibility to distribute the money to schools and other local services statewide. But education leaders warn it could mean less funding for districts that currently rely on those reimbursements. The state distributed about $88.6 million last year, helping to fund schools, fire departments, law enforcement, and other services. Critics fear future legislatures could reduce those payments, leaving local taxpayers to make up the difference. Well, the state says Oklahoma City and Tulsa are owing taxpayers hundreds of thousands of dollars for cleaning up homeless encampments under Operation Safe. In letters to both cities, the state says local governments cannot use state resources for cleanups and then leave taxpayers statewide to cover those costs. The state says Oklahoma City owes about $375,000, while Tulsa has cost the state more than $523,000. The state says that it repeatedly has stepped in to remove dangerous and unsanitary encampments, but says the arrangements cannot continue indefinitely. Norman also participated in Operation Safe, but says it has not yet received a similar letter. An Oklahoma City nonprofit is putting nearly $800,000 toward helping homeless people. The Oklahoma City Development Community Foundation has awarded the money to local organizations, including $305,000 for Key to Home to expand its care program team. The team helps people with complex mental health needs find housing and stabilize their lives. Another $250,000 is going to Mental Health Association of Oklahoma for eviction prevention, while more than $239,000 will support the Homeless Alliance's shelter and their mental health programs. The funding is aimed at keeping people housed and helping the homeless move towards stability. A major increase in health insurance costs could eat into the historic teacher raises approved by Oklahoma lawmakers earlier this year. The State Employees Group Insurance Division voted on Thursday on an 18% increase in health choice premiums for the state employees and for retirees. That could mean an additional $1,500 to $2,500 per year for some teachers. Opponents say educators could be forced to leave the profession or go without coverage. The increase still must be reviewed by the Oklahoma Healthcare Authority and approved by the state. A first-of-its-kind private school is now operating in Oklahoma, but students aren't learning in a traditional classroom. Alpha School uses artificial intelligence instead of traditional teachers, with tuition costing about $40,000 per year. The school opened up on Wednesday, but its Oklahoma City location isn't ready quite yet. Alpha says parents preferred Oklahoma City over its original planned location in Edmond, so for now students are taking classes at the Myriad Botanical Gardens downtown. Alpha has not revealed the location of its permanent Oklahoma City campus, but says renovations are still underway. Well, here's a cool story. An Oklahoma teenager celebrated his 18th birthday with a once-in-a-lifetime experience, receiving a personal blessing from Pope Leo XIV in Rome. Braden Cusick turned 18 on August 5th and says his only birthday wish was to meet the Pope. During a Vatican visit, Cusick says he got the chance to speak with the Pope, telling the Pope it's his birthday. Well, the Pope wished him a happy birthday, asked him his age and where he's from, then gave him a rosary. Now back home for a senior year, Cusick says the experience was unbelievable. After a summer of relentless heat and very little rain, most of Oklahoma is now facing flash drought conditions. State climatologist Gary McManus says eastern Oklahoma vegetation is on a wilt watch as soil moisture rapidly dries out. Western Oklahoma has already lost much of its greenery, raising concerns about wildfires. Extreme flash drought conditions are spreading across western and north central Oklahoma, while parts of eastern Oklahoma are seeing severe drought. Forecasters warn the heat and lack of rain could make conditions even worse in the coming days. Well, like we talked about, Oklahoma City is reconsidering its contract with Flock Safety. The company is reducing camera footage storage from 30 days to 7 days and adding a system to flag unusual searches by police officers. Councilmember Joe Beth Hammond says the changes are a step forward, but they don't go far enough to address privacy concerns. The city has nearly 300 Flock cameras. Now, I don't really understand the controversy here. The Supreme Court has already ruled that there is no expectation of privacy in public. There are cameras literally every place. There are security cameras on just about every house and just about every building in the city. There's cameras on your phone. So what makes these flock cameras so much worse? Convince me here. 405-608-4377. If you want to weigh in, 405-608-4377. It's 83 degrees, sunny and windy at 749. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Watch the school zones as more and more school districts are back in session. Construction issues, bridge work may, and Northwest Expressway eastbound to I-44 and Klassen and I-44 at Southwest 74th. Buckle up, drive carefully.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are touching down with the biggest savings of 2026 on all Bad Boy, Altos, and Yanmar zero-turn mowers. As we make room for the 2027 models, the choice is yours. Free lifetime powertrain warranty or cash discounts. See you soon, Tractor Bob's, I-240 in Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Lace up your running shoes and join the Oklahoma City Fire Department for the 13th annual Project Life 5K on Saturday, August 22nd at the Devon Lawn and the Myriad Gardens. Every registration helps support Project Life programs, including providing free bicycle helmets to children through the Ride Safe program. Whether you run, walk, or cheer from the sidelines, you'll be making a difference in our community. Register today at runsignup.com and search Project Life 5K. We'll see you on August 22nd. Register today at runsignup.com.
Hey, it's Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture. If chronic pain is keeping you from living your best life, I want to help. At Be Well Acupuncture, we create personalized treatment plans to relieve pain from neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, and more without relying on endless medications. My goal is to help you feel better, move easier, and get back to doing what you love with the people you love. Life's too short to sit on the sidelines. Schedule your free consultation at BeWellOKC.com and let's get you to feeling good again.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about this station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
It's Eric Erickson. Listen live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9. Why should you listen? Because you need to know the news that's happening, the news that matters, the breaking news, and the truth. A lot of people will tell you what you want to hear. I tell you what you need to hear and what's true. And I take your phone calls and we hash it out. 877-973-7425 as we spread freedom across Oklahoma right here on Freedom 96.9.
Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377.
Good Friday morning. We're heading into a pretty hot weekend out there. Mostly sunny and mild today with a high of 103. Tonight, look for breezy, clear conditions with a low of 74. On Saturday, it's going to be sunny and hot with a high of 102. And on Sunday, pretty much the same thing. Mostly sunny, awfully toasty with a high of 102 degrees. It's already 83 degrees and sunny at 754. Well, Oklahoma City is reconsidering its contract right now with Flock Safety. The camera is reducing camera footage storage from 30 days to 7 days and adding a system to try to flag unusual searches by police officers. Again, I really don't understand the controversy here. I'm hoping you can help convince me otherwise. 405-608-4377 if you want to weigh in here. 405-608-4377. It seems to me there's a whole lot of fear-mongering going on here regarding these flock cameras, that people are afraid these are Big Brother. But basically what they do is they automatically capture license plates and vehicle characteristics. So the make, the model, the color, any unique features, like it got hit in the back end or it's got a fender ding or whatever, as vehicles pass by. So police can then search that information and hopefully help identify vehicles connected to crimes like stolen cars or vehicles involved in shootings. It's important to note the system does not do facial recognition. It does not issue any tickets. All it does is take video, send that video back to a database that police agencies can search when they're looking for a suspect. Now, just a few days ago, Oklahoma City police used those flock cameras to help locate John Michael Chavez. He was arrested and booked on second-degree murder after Roxanne Moeller was struck and killed while riding a scooter on Northwest Expressway, literally right in front of the radio station here. And driving in, I saw all the police cars all over the place, saw the scooter on the ground. The arrest affidavit confirms that flock data was used in locating him. Just last month, police used the flock cameras to locate this scumbag 50-year-old guy who lured a young teenage girl to his motel room to sexually assault her. A couple weeks back, Oklahoma City police used them to arrest a guy who set his girlfriend's car on fire. So these things work. There's no denying that they work. They solve crimes. Matt is on the line right now from Oklahoma City. Good morning, Matt. How are you, brother?
I'm doing fine, thank you. How are you?
If I was any better, man, I'd have to be twins. What are your thoughts on these flock cameras?
So I'm indifferent. I lived in South Florida for a few years, and they had, you know, the traffic cameras that issued tickets and different things. So I'm for proactive policing, mm-hmm. and you know, making the streets safe. That's obvious, but it's kind of like when they built the turnpike in Oklahoma. You know, they said they promised everything, said it, you know, X, Y, Z, we're not going to do this and that. And it's going to be, you know, free once we pay for it, X, Y, Z. So
how'd that work out?
It's, yeah, right. So I don't mind the initial inception. It makes perfect sense. And I would totally not oppose my tax dollars going towards that. But the issue I have is when they, you know, in 10 years from now, they're going to be adding this feature and adding that feature and ticketing, you know, potentially issuing tickets, or it's, you know, you give them an inch and then, you know, they do, you know, upgrade things and change the intended use. That's the only issue that I would have.
Hey, you know, man, that's a fair point. That's a 100% fair point. Right now, the way the cameras work, you'd mentioned like the speed cameras and the red light cameras. These are not those. That's a totally separate system. These don't issue any type of tickets. But you're right. When you involve politicians, it becomes rife for abuse. And that would be my only concern with them. But as they stand right now, they're a very valuable tool in solving crimes.
You know, I'd like to see some of these other states that have used them longer than us. I'd like to see some of the statistics on what, you know, what the total, you know, what their total capture rate is.
Well, understand here in Oklahoma,
and how much
in Oklahoma City, we've had them for 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
They've been up for a pretty long time, and it's a system. So the way the system works is all of the 300 cameras in Oklahoma City can be accessed by police departments all over the country. So you got to look at it as a system-wide thing. System-wide, they've had tremendous success. So according to their impact report, they have helped locate more than 10,000 missing people nationwide since their inception. 10,000 missing wow. people, many of them children. That's huge.
That's amazing.
That's huge.
Yeah.
And again,
that definitely changes my opinion on it.
They don't write tickets, and there's no facial recognition. It's just looking at the car. And the nice thing about it is it can also map the car. So if, you know, I do this as a side job, my full-time job, I work for the sheriff's office. If I pull you over and you say, yeah, I'm coming in from New Mexico, I can hit the flock cameras, automatically map exactly where your car has been, and find that you were never in New Mexico, but you had recently come across the border from Mexico. Now I've got probable cause to wonder, well, why is it that you're lying to me, and do you have drugs in the car?
It's
potentially huge. But hey, thanks so much, Matt, for calling in. I appreciate you calling anytime.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for listening in on this Friday morning. I appreciate it. To Freedom's First News with Aaron Brobeck on Freedom 96.9.